Welcome to the world of Muscle Smoke and Mirrors, where it's all about muscle, health, history, training, nutrition, bodybuilding, and state of mind.
Hey, listener, you're back with another episode of The World of Muscle with Tomas and Randy. Hey, Randy.
Good morning, Tomas.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the bastards who raided the dairy farm up here in Ontario in Durham Friday, October 2nd?
October 2nd, I believe it was, yes.
For some of your listeners who
2015.
Realize Tomas and I are up in Canada. Yes, nice socialist little country with an overbearing government that thinks they are protecting us by raiding small little dairy farms with 20 armed officials and to protect us. So Michael Schmidt is the farmer. Michael's kind of a crusader. He's kind of getting a little bit of an international reputation because of his battle with the government up here. He was actually first raided back in 1994. And
that started with a documentary by CBC, which is a Canadian broadcasting channel. I don't know what the last name, corporation. Something. That's our main Canadian TV channel, like in the US, CBS and ABC and NBC, I think. And under the disguise of they're going to make a story about him, that isn't going to be partial. One way or the other, it's going to be a neutral story. Well, that started him. You can find all this information out on, I think, the Weston A. Price Foundation has the whole story.
Yeah, they wrote the article on it.
They wrote the article on it, how that got him raided.
He threatened, he was okay, kind of, when he did it low-key, but he, on the air, made the mistake of saying, this is going to revolutionize the entire dairy industry. And that was a big mistake because our dairy industry, and I think in the States, is many states down there as well, it's government subsidized in terms of, we have the Dairy Farmers of Ontario in Ontario, the DFO is called, and they pay the farmers an amount for their milk and it all gets pasteurized and stuff. And that's the way they want to keep it. They actually call them the milk mafia up here. But Michael threatened that mafia and he got raided like they were the Gestapo. He took his stuff, he damaged stuff. And it happened in the 90s when we didn't have the internet so much and the media connections weren't as they are now. And again, Michael went back in business.
His cows got killed.
Did they do that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it hasn't been proven who did it.
Yeah.
But the cows literally got killed at night.
Yeah.
His barn got ransacked numerous times. And when they called the police, they just, we didn't see anything. And he was down to literally two cows.
Yeah.
This is 1994.
So viewers can get an idea where our taxpayer money goes. And it happened again in November 2006. This time, Michael and his family, they were ready and they pulled their cameras out. Again, about 20 armed officials came in. We're talking rifles here, drawn. And they proceeded to take his computers and all his cheese equipment. But they filmed it and the media got there fairly quickly. So it was a more of a subtle raid compared to 1994.
From Michael, when I spoke with him, sorry to butt in, but Michael was asked how much milk he has because, these guys also kind of think, and there's 20 of them. It's like, how much milk do you produce? He goes, don't quote me on the exact number. It was 10,000 liters, 20,000 liters. He goes, what's that per day? He goes, no, that's per year. And they're like, why are we here? Like they actually, the armed officials were actually wondering why they're here at a dairy farm with so little milk. I mean, the conventional milk, they probably do about 10, 20,000 a day.
Yeah.
He had about, at that time, if I recall correctly, 30, 35 cows. That's it.
Well, there'd be a few times that the acting officials would be questioning themselves as well. Tomas and I know Michael personally. We actually received milk from him for a while back. Tomas knows him better because he had more interaction with Michael. But at one time, Michael was, I thought, kind of naive going back. He thought these people just needed to be educated. And I said, no, they don't need to be educated. They're very educated. They know exactly what they're doing. They just do not want us to have this raw milk. And Michael, he came to know that pretty quickly. The classic example, Michael actually told this himself. I think he's written it out too, that during the proceedings in court, one of the prosecutors, again, probably embarrassed because of what they're doing, said to Michael, why don't you just move your operation down? Because Michael was bringing his milk into town in a bus, and they didn't like that. So he said, why don't you just move your operation down 2 or 3 blocks and you're out of our jurisdiction? So does that sound like they wanted to do anything to help us? It's just, this is all politics, business-oriented politics to protect the milk industry status quo. So,
do you want to continue this story of Michael in 2006?
No, it's just that 2006 raid led to a lot of court casing and
media as well.
And media.
And protests.
Interviews. The I found personally the paper media wasn't that bad compared to the television media. Was awful, absolutely awful. They were just bastards. They called themselves certain, I call them medical politicians, the doctors that get on there and just lie through their teeth about anything without being challenged. They're always given the last word. And actually what the surprise was that Michael was actually acquitted by a judge who took 6 months to deliver. And he then delivered a 2-hour, what some people call dissertation, that could have been a PhD, saying he reviewed this and studied this worldwide, how people are doing raw milk worldwide, and it's our right to do so. But the prosecution appealed. So the judge says we're okay, but their prosecution, driven by other government agencies, appealed it to say, no, you're not going to have it. So the fight continued until last Tuesday they first raided his bus again?
Last Tuesday was, yes, when they came and took some samples. And, well, from people who were there, they wanted to take everything, but their warrant was only...
This is at the bus on Tuesday,
this
right?
This is at the bus on Tuesday. Yeah. The warrant said that they can take samples, so they couldn't take everything.
Yeah. We should mention something here, too. Since 2006, Michael, to be as legal as possible, has created a co-op. The people who get the milk from him actually own shares of the farm. So they're actually owners of the farm, and it is legal up here to drink your own milk from your own farm. So in actuality, when they did come to the farm again on Friday, a lot of the shareholders got there in time and they had a standoff. They would not let, the government again was trying to take the computers and all the equipment, and they had a standoff, and these people were outraged, and they made the government left without taking the stuff, because, you know, the government, they can't win this. The only way they can win this is to outright say, you are in a tyrannical police state, because they don't have science on their side. They don't have history on their side. They don't have rationale or common sense on their side. They just have some other business politics that are trying to say, we will tell you what you can and can't eat. And nobody accepts that, because nobody has the right to tell another person what they can and cannot have for their own health. So the only way they can win this is to say, yes, Canada, you are now locked down in a police state. And I can't see that happening.
Mind you, I mean, it's tough to say nobody can. I mean, people do believe this. People actually take the government. I mean, whether they're shills or not, I don't know. But online and in forums and in comments of articles, there are people who back the government.
Oh, yeah. Like, the government can come out and they can take anything. They can take any lie they want, and they know immediately they'll get 50% of the population to believe it, no matter what. Like, there is movement on its way to actually prevent people from growing any food at home. They want absolute control of this food supply, and they've been doing a very good job of it in terms of destroying the small farmer. Like, even not just milk farms, but chicken farms and, you know, people that just raise small livestock to do eggs and stuff. Broiler chickens, hens, that they have all these regulations that just force them out of business. And then the big agribusiness come in and gobble them all up and create shit. Their products are just shit.
History kind of, it's funny how it's repeating itself in I guess it's not in a small scale, but even a grander scale internally, because back in, a few thousand years ago, that's what the Romans used to do. As the Romans conquered some territory, country, village, whatever they did, the first thing they did was they poured a crap load of salt onto their land so they couldn't grow their own food. And now they were dependent on Rome to give them food, which is exactly what's happening now with what you just said, right? As long as you control the food supply, everyone's dependent on you.
And it's the bastards, and I keep referring to them as that, who control our food supply, that want us to eat genetically modified, irradiated, chemically drenched garbage.
Yeah.
I'm a little cynical on this topic because I've been involved with it for so long, and it just pisses me off, right?
You're educated about it. That's the thing, that you question it instead of just go for the cheapest food source that you can find in this store that's been, massively subsidized, like corn and wheat.
Another good example of how our taxpayer money is being wasted. I won't say the farmer. I know another farm where about 7-8 years ago, they had 9 cop cars, a SWAT bus, 2 ambulances, and a helicopter at a little tiny dairy farm, smaller than Michael's. They even fired a shot. They weren't even home. I was wondering how they knew they fired a shot, but a neighbor heard them fire a shot, which is illegal for the government to initiate a shooting. And he had heard the shot and called the cops, but all the cops were already there. Can you imagine that? A little dairy farm. We have how many crack houses around, Toronto, Kitchener Waterloo, sitting unmolested? I don't remember ever hearing the news of a raid of a crack house. It's only the raiding of a milk farm, a dairy farm with like the military. It's like, holy crap, like what is going on? That's what goes on up here. And the states, and some of the states down there are dealing with the same type of issues, but you have other states I hear that are getting their constitutional rights and that be able to have their milk and to grow their foods and not having to subject seeds and everything to radiation, to, nuclear waste to irradiate their food in the guise of protecting you from, it'll kill germs and make it lastly all right. This stuff just goes on and on.
Sadly, it's just proof that common sense does not exist at the government level.
No, it's corruption. It's industry controlled. We're talking about major industries controlling the government and the laws. With Monsanto. It's a revolving door between high-ranking officials in the Monsanto and government. FDA, and stuff like that, and USDA.
How many farmers in Wisconsin were raided? I remember reading about that maybe a year or two ago now.
Yeah,
California. It's just crazy.
Yeah. They just want that control, and they scare. They put all this idea that they lie by putting – there's so many incidents they make you sound like people got sick from raw milk. It's a lie, but the retraction is either not printed or printed on a small page at the back. They don't tell you that the unhealthy milk from cows on grass, stuff like the Listeria, Campylobacter, E. coli, can't exist. And they've done it. They've done these studies out at the University of UCLA where they took in healthy milk and they introduced E. coli, Listeria, Campylobacter, all the stuff that's supposed to kill us, and they showed that it couldn't survive because the environment of the milk was not correct for those aggressive pathogens. But when they put that same bacteria into pasteurized milk, which has been destroyed through heat, it just flourished like a zoo.
Well, yeah, they forget to tell you that part.
Yeah,
this actually has happened. So how they determine that someone got sick from raw milk was someone goes into the hospital, complains about certain issues, and the doctor asks him, do you drink raw milk? If they say yes, then all your issues are from raw milk. Exactly. No tests, nothing. It's that one question. If the answer is yes, you're sick because of it. That's it.
Raw milk. Meanwhile, they just had the flu. All they had was the flu. Yeah.
They had some bad food at some fast food restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what the case was with this particular person who ate at, I think it was either McDonald's or Wendy's. I can't remember.
Actually, we had an incident. Do you remember this a couple years ago? It was a close call that somebody had the flu and they panicked and they went in and they told the doctor that it was raw milk. I thought, oh, geez. And the doctor had the wherewithal to say, no, this is the flu. This is not from raw milk. So at least one of the physicians used common sense.
Well, no one heard about it until today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the media, I've only seen a little bit of media last week, and so far it's been fairly supportive of Michael. Because a lot of people are saying, why are you doing this? Why bother, right? Like, I mean, all this effort. I mean, if people are doing
and money.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I mean, anyways, that's our little rant. More of a rant podcast today. Because milk is such a, you know, we just did a two-part show a while back. Milk's my staple food. Raw milk's my staple right now. And that's why it makes me so angry when it's like I am supposed to be drinking illegal contraband.
Well, you know? So they say, but only in Canada. I wonder why it's not so bad in other countries like most of Europe where you can buy it at vending machines.
Yeah,
how come it's not killing them and causing all kinds of raw milk outbreaks there? How come we don't hear about it on the news?
I still think Canada's a nice little social experiment.
And you know what the line that they use, well, the government side of things is people who drink raw milk get sick and they infect other people who don't drink raw milk and cause the government a burden financially on the healthcare system.
Yeah, it's like the vaccine bullshit where they say,
the other one.
You know, your kids must be vaccinated or they're going to jeopardize the other kids. Well, if the other kids have been vaccinated, what's the problem? Does the vaccine not work?
You know, exactly, yeah, it's or you're not
catch 22, like yeah. Contradiction, right? Like, it's total nonsense.
They're totally not confident in their own vaccines then.
They don't want us full of whole natural raw foods. They want us full of chemicals.
Right, because they can control that, just like the Romans did the food.
Chemicals. Okay, that's good.
I think that's it. Thanks, Randy.
Alrighty.
I'll catch you later.
Thank you for listening to the World of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. We hope you've enjoyed the content of this episode, and we're looking forward to sharing more next time.